Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, a lot of folks are still traveling, even though school's underway. There's still so many people hopping on airplanes and heading out and getting some relaxation, all those kinds of things. And then holidays are just around the corner. We need to find out how things are going and if anything's changed for us. We have on our WHBC Newsline right now, Akron-Canton Airport CEO Ren Camacho. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not bad. The summer is slowly winding down here, and fall is approaching, as you mentioned. Kids are getting back to school, and the holidays will be upon us before you know it. We're preparing for that.
I mean, it's good, but it's kind of depressing in some ways. But
That's right.
So let's kind of compare, we talk about things several months ago and how things were going for the airport. What's it look like for you now as far as travel goes?
Yeah. So, again, thank you for the opportunity to update the listening public here. The traffic numbers have definitely improved over the last several months. As you know, we have a new airline, Breeze Airways, and Spirit launching the Myrtle Beach flight over the summer, actually in the spring, in April. So we're excited about that. And looking forward to the rest of the summer here as the leisure traveler tends to focus on, having the kids back in school and not traveling as much. So we're preparing again for the fall. As far as COVID goes, you may have heard or read about the Transportation Security Administration. They've confirmed plans to extend their order for travelers on aircraft and public transportation wearing face coverings through January of 2022. So that obviously applies to CAK as well. And the extension is an extension of a mandate that travelers and employees have been following for the past year. And to date, thankfully, here at CAK, we have not experienced any issues associated with that mandate. If a guest or a customer is in need of a mask, we have multiple locations at the airport to acquire one, such as where our visitor information center is located. The airline ticket agents have them. The rental car counters have them as well. So we understand things happen. If someone's forgotten their mask in the car, or perhaps the strap is broken on the mask, the airport and airline partners are happy to help. And then, of course, we continue to promote the enhanced safety measures, right? The antimicrobial surfaces on all of our touch points, the UV light air filtration systems, just to ensure that the traveling public has a safety environment in which to travel, a safe, healthy environment, I should say. So, we're one of the few airports that have won that health accreditation on behalf of a trade organization known as Airports Council International. So that's kind of what's going on the COVID front. And then on the travel side, we continue to offer the 11 nonstop destinations aboard the four carriers. Breeze, Spirit, American, and United, of course, some of our two legacy carriers there. And while our routes have shifted over the last 18 months or so, they better fit the current travel demand of fun vacation destinations, so some more of those leisure destinations. And as I mentioned, with Breeze's acquisition and arrivals and departures of flights to Charleston, New Orleans, and Spirit on Myrtle Beach, we offer not only great domestic destinations, and we also offer on United and American Airlines connections to their largest hubs, which obviously grants hundreds of locations and access to those places like Cancun, Aruba, San Juan. So, we understand COVID has impacted our, the facility, and the pandemic continues to rear its ugly head out there with the variants, and we just look forward to the return of such routes, such as Fort Myers and Houston next spring. We have a federal grant award for getting the Houston flight back next spring, so we're excited about that.
It's interesting because when we think back to 9/11 and all of the changes that were made after that, people were like, I don't know if I'll ever get used to that. And there are so many tough things. And now that's our normal. We don't even think twice about those kinds of things that were implemented then. Do you think that the stuff that's being implemented for COVID, are people starting to get used to it at all or accept it in a better way, do you think?
As far as our industry goes, Pam, I would say so. Obviously, you still have the occasional unruly passenger, as everyone has read about or heard about. or even seen videos about over the last few weeks here. You'll have those one-offs, but for the most part, and even especially at CAK and what we've experienced talking to other airport executives, that people have been following the mandates. They know as they arrive at the airport to have the mask ready to go, and most airports, like we do, have extra masks and all of the protocols that go with it. They're accustomed to seeing the social distance markers, those plastic barriers, the plexiglass barriers that you see in front of the ticket counters, and all of the measures that are taken on aircraft cabins and rental car shuttles and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think a lot of the public that we've observed have noticed that, and will continue to do so into January at a minimum, at least as far as face masks go.
Are you looking for a pretty busy holiday season? Do you think it'll be close to normal, or what are you projecting there?
Well, we want the return of the business traveler to come back, and that's simply not happening at this point. Feedback we've received from some of the larger companies in the area is, with the variants still out there, with the pandemic still somewhat surging, that they need to scale back and their flight itineraries, and having face-to-face meetings with folks not only here domestically but across the country, across the world, I should say, is one of those things that they're kind of holding pat on until the pandemic subsides, until other countries as well start easing restrictions on travel. So the business traveler is one of the most important components to our success. And then obviously what happens with the surge and the variant that's out there now, we will probably wind up a little higher than we were in 2020, but not quite where we were in 2019. So we'll probably finish around 40%, maybe 45% to our pre-pandemic traffic. So we're getting there. There's still a lot more work to do, and a lot of that has to do with the return of business travel.
All right. Well, great update, Ren. Thank you so much. And we'll stay in touch and continue to get these updates from you.
Oh, sounds good, Pam. Thanks again. Have a great day.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.